greetings to you all in the name of the Most High. I greet you this morning, one and all, with all that is going on and in this world, this simulation, this simulacra, this palindrome that we find ourselves in. And, I just wanted to spend a little time, talking with you guys just because occasionally I get these small blocks and something's been stirring. I couldn't even rest properly last night because my mind was spinning so much with just a greater understanding of right now, more and more of who we are as the light continues to come in and the frequencies shift and the frequencies change. And one of the ways that I've always enjoyed doing things has been to let people speak, let people talk, let them say where they're coming from, present your thought, present your argument, present your case, and then let's see how well it does. How well does it measure up? How well does it meet out in the backdrop of reality and the backdrop of your own experience? Because we've all had experiences, right? So in the backdrop of your own experience, in the backdrop of your own life, how do things measure out? How do they work? And, we all find ourselves in this reality construct where we weren't here, or at least we don't have a conscious recollection of it, I should say, 200 years ago by... our beginning of our memory, right, is less than 200 years old, so we would think, of this place, conscious memory. Where do we go when we sleep? When we go to sleep, what happens? Because we're not in this construct, so when we're sleeping. And and then how much do you affect the reality that you experience here during your time? So these are things that should be pretty common, pretty universal to those that share this reality construct of the 3D reality that we've all been experiencing. Now, one thing that's interesting for me is to listen to the different perspectives that people have on reality and on the experience that we have here, and to hear where they're coming from and their thought process on it. And there's those that take the reality that we're in at face value, that in and of itself, we know there's something not right about that. For those that have looked at it long enough, that it's not what you see at face value. So then you dig a little deeper, right? And then you start to say, well, okay, why does this happen? Why does prayer change things? And then how do you pray effectively? What's a basis for good prayer? What's a basis for prayer that actually is in line with moving in the power that we truly have? Do you even want to call it prayer? Do you want to call it something else? Words are loaded. So here's kind of some of the drawing points, I guess, from some of this thought that is worth kind of for a larger discussion, I think, in the future. But one, the us being eternal, immortal beings in this paradigm, yes, you are an eternal being here. Now, maybe you don't have a recollection and a memory offhand because you got some amnesia, but you are an eternal being, right? And you're here. Then there's a powerful element of your consent, which is your agreement, either deliberately and overtly or passively and just kind of going along to get along. But what you agree to also will be part of your reality and your experience here. There is a backdrop experience that you will have while you're in this paradigm that will be taking place, but that does not necessarily mean that that will be your experience. So we've talked about riding the wave, right? Well, when you ride the wave, there's if you go to the beach and you see people riding the wave, people are having different experiences during that time that the wave is going. Some people are being crashed and hit by the wave. Some people are past the point break and they're not experiencing the wave at all because they're beyond that point. And they don't even, they miss the whole thing. There's those that are on the beach watching. There may be those that are under the water, scuba diving and looking and they miss all the stuff that's happening above the surface. There may be those watching from the sky in a drone. There's a lot of different ways that you can experience the wave. But if you are going to be in this paradigm, in this construct, in this reality, touching this reality, wouldn't it make sense to understand, and I don't even want to use the word understand, comprehend, because understand is not a word I like right now, because that means to stand under, and we don't need to be standing under anything. We should be comprehending and moving in that comprehension, moving in the power of that comprehension, because you have power in you, and we don't utilize the power that's in us. The children of the Most High do not utilize their power. That's the reason why the world works so hard to steal and to siphon your power. Because it cannot build anything in and of itself. It's a parasitical simulation designed to harvest your attention, your life force, your energy, your creation, to continue to perpetuate itself as a trap for souls. That's it. That's what it does. That's its entire purpose and means of existence. And they extract from you your energy, your power, your suffering, your misery, whatever it is that they can extract off of you in these harvesting constructs. And if you want it to be any different, then you've got to shift out of that in every place possible. And do it deliberately, do it consciously, take responsibility for your life and your experience, and you have to be the one to do that. Now, will you affect the backdrop simulation? Maybe a bit, maybe not. But will you affect your experience and the lives of those around you, and maybe have a very large impact? Sure. Sure. Very likely. So, if you're, you know, the reason that the enemy offers the children of the Most High the world and all their splendor, if you bow down and worship him, the reason is because then he can take you in and harvest all of that, and they don't lose any of that energy and that power which is in you. And they can give you numbers on a page or on a screen or a few goodies, a few trinkets. But, you know, now you're along for their ride. And you lose the reason and the purpose that you're here. The reason and the purpose that you've come into this construct. So, our ability to affect and to change things, right? You have tremendous power in you. Now, if you've been hanging out with with those that have been in our circles for overtly since 2007, and even behind the scenes for much longer than that, but we've been publishing since 2007, and you know, early shows are still out there to this day. You know this power, and you know this has been the different ways that this kind of teaching has been presented has come from other places, because everybody that's in tune and walking in the truth has picked up on that. And this is where they also have to diminish themselves and recognize that it is coming from the Most High. So there shouldn't be self-aggrandizement, but there should just be, okay, you're a receptive vessel. and you're putting something out there that is coming from the Most High. So let it be at that level. And let's diminish ego, and let's diminish our requirements to be somebody, and let's fulfill the purposes that the Most High has given us to do. Now, that does require skill. You know, we don't want the labors that we put in place to be diffused or to be destroyed. So there is some importance in how we navigate through this whole thing. But it's incredible when you realize, listen, here's what you can do. You raise your frequency, your spirit, your every aspect of your being, whether it's your spirit, whether it's your mind, whether it's your body. And how do you do that? Well, okay, when you spend time in prayer with the Most High, meditation, when you are connecting, right? Okay, what does that do? That raises, that takes you up. Whether it's in your mind, if you're consuming garbage into your mind, or if you're consuming and bringing in things that are lifting up your thought process, you're putting things. The Holy Spirit is a reminder, right? So you got to put something in for Him to remind you. So you got to give Him something to work with so that He can bring something back and connect the dots. So, you know, what are you putting into your mind? In your body? Okay, why is the enemy working so hard to pollute and to corrupt food supplies? Well, because it can lower your frequency, lower your vibration, make you have to eat extra calories that you don't need because you're not getting the proper nutrition, make you have to not get the right minerals in the food you're eating. Why? What does it do? Well, it brings you down. So, what can you do? Well, try to bring it up. Find what you can. You know, a simple thing I started doing with my family was just started growing whatever I could, you know, in making a garden. And how does that work? Well, you know, I started with some flower beds and have built out from there. Does that mean everything is all, you know, does that mean that everything is grown at home that we eat? No. But hey, got a few leaves here, a few things there. You know, you work with what you got. Do what you can. But every step that you take in the right direction to come out from among them, to be ye separate, to touch not the unclean thing, and God will receive you and He will quicken you. You move your being, some aspect of your being, whether it's your spirit, whether it's your mind, whether it's your body, but you're moving some aspect of your being to a higher state. And then from that higher state, you are choosing, from that higher state, you're choosing when you want to then connect and relate to the reality that we find ourselves in. There's a huge difference, because then when you choose to connect with the reality that we're in, you're doing it from a place of being deliberate, on purpose, and from a higher state. Going from darkness to light, from the power of Satan, you know, unto God. You're going out, and then you're choosing when you do connect and link to this reality that we found ourselves in, you're doing it on purpose. Mm-hmm. Not being drug along by their foolishness, but you're saying, you know what, I think I'm going to change things this way. I think I'm going to do something differently. So then you look at the life and what's recorded of Jesus. You know, he was not governed by, he was not ruled by his reality. He encountered it, but he changed it. And he showed people how to do that too. So nature, it seemed like nature was bending to his will. Nature was responding to his will. Nature was supporting his will and everything else around him. And he taught the people. And this is something that you, listening to this, you have that power within you. And this is what the enemy wants to keep you away from. So but it requires your consent to be kept away from that. So at this point, no longer consent to the tricks and the strategies and the tactics of the enemy, but you walk in truth. You walk in the plan and purpose of the Most High. You go forward in who you truly are. All right? Just a quick word of encouragement this day. So body, mind, spirit, each place that you can. Just, you know what, look at your life and say, okay, if there's one thing that you can do today, let's be practical. If there's one thing that you can do today to improve that area of your life, maybe it's grow a vegetable. Maybe it's shut off the phone and read a book that you actually know is going to be helpful for you. Maybe it's just take a walk, take your shoes off, take a walk in some grass, and just spend 5 minutes and connect with the Most High. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And just be. You find that space. Just watch. You start doing some of those things consistently, you're going to see the effect on your life and the lives of those around you. All right? So start thinking like that. And a good way to do that too, think about it, write it down. Because when you write it down and you put it in a place that you will not see it, and you remember to take that action, you do that action consistently. Once you've done an action, 3 weeks in a row, it's now become habit for you. You don't have to have it written down in front of you anymore. You now just do it automatically. You now do it as as just a response. So let's change our patterns, and let's change our experience, and let's change the world. At least your world and your experience, and that's going to result in larger changes all the way around us, all right? Okay, hey, bless you. We love you. Take care. We will catch up with you again sometime in the near future. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. And if you haven't caught the series, check out the series on Ministry of Health, which is it's a little bit more systematic stuff we've been going through. But check that show out as well. All right, bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. Bye.